So there's a funny thing.
Hmm. What a way to go.
What a way to go.
What a way to go. No, where to go. There's a funny thing.
What was that then that was funny?
Well, that's just funny. Hmm? This is funny.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
I've not done this before.
Right, ah, it's your first time.
Way to go, way to go.
Hmm. No, well, well done for doing it and for coming.
What does it feel like then to be here?
Light.
Light. Mm, yeah. Ah. Yeah. A lot of people say that they get attracted to the light.
No, you feel light.
You feel light as well. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So light is a high vibration, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, heavy is kind of dense and a bit.
Yeah, this is light.
Trudging a bit, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not dense, you say. It's not too dense, but this is different vibration here.
Mm. Mm.
I guess is it a bit denser than what you're used to where you are?
Oh yeah, yeah. When I say light, makes you lightheaded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like when you
coming through makes you lightheaded.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Some people, when they come through, they forget why they've come through for a while, and it takes a while to kind of get used to it, and then they gradually get into the flow a bit. But yeah, it's just that the more you talk and the more you keep going, I think it gets a bit clearer.
Well,
yeah, can you hear me then?
Yeah,
yeah.
I can hear you clearly.
Well, yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to talk to you people coming from where you are.
Yeah. Mm. Certainly is, yeah.
I've not done this before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lovely, nice
new experience.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing very well.
We've got a lovely little group here of
friendly
people.
I know all about this group. I was introduced to you some time ago from our side. I don't know why we say the other side, but on the other side at all, are we?
Well, but we know what you mean anyway.
You know, I pop my head in.
Yeah.
I've not done this. This is new to me.
Hmm, but it's good to try something new, isn't it?
And it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I quite like it.
That's good.
What do you like doing usually?
Well, I was a sailor, so I still like the sea and boats.
Mm. Are you helping out some of the sailors?
Just sorry about that. I think I'm using a lady.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her voice is much lighter than mine.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you're still hanging out the boats and the sailors? Are you helping them out a little bit?
No. I'm just attracted to the sea here.
Mm-hmm.
Our sea's different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can imagine, can't you?
Yeah.
I do like being near the sea here.
Mm.
The sea that I remembered.
Mm. Yeah.
I like being by the sea too.
Yeah.
What's
good, isn't it?
Mm. What sort of boats, or ships, did you sail in?
Tall ships.
Right, wow. Mm.
Yeah. Ones with masts. Do you know what I mean?
I think so. I'm getting tall, big masts.
With lots of sails.
Big billowing wide sails.
1587.
Oh,
wow.
They put out four ships at Portsmouth and a couple of other places.
I know. Mm. I know they do. Mm. Yeah.
You had to be very sensitive to the weather out there, didn't you, with those ships? You had to be really quick on it.
Oh, yeah. That's how I got to be where I am, because we sailed round the Cornish coast.
Mm.
And we got stuck in the most horrendous storm.
Mm.
Gale force 10s, 11s, 12s. They were like you get, you get high winds again, don't you?
Oh, yes, yeah. We do, yes.
Mm. I wasn't so lucky one night. And I went up the rigging and I found myself on rigging that wasn't of this world.
So you got hit by something, did you?
Yeah. Another lad fell on top of me, actually. Yeah, I know that now. I didn't at the time, obviously.
Because it must have been quite frantic trying to get those sails down.
Oh, boy, you... Oh, my Lord. You just live by the seat of your pants the whole time.
Yeah.
You never knew what was coming. What the weather could throw at you is... Anybody at sea, I tell you, is just... You have to have such a... What's that word, mate? I'll never think about it. You have to have the courage to face it.
Yeah.
Because she can whip up a... She can be angry. She can be kind. She is a she, you know, because she's temperamental.
All weathers.
I miss the weather. I can imagine sometimes. I like to sit and imagine what it was like in those days.
You can't create that kind of weather.
No, and you'd want to, because you're living in the past all the time. And you've got to live in the now. Even in spirit, you have to live in the now. There's no point in living in the past.
Not have memories, though.
Pardon?
Nice to have memories, though, she says.
Oh, yeah, but they're part of you. That's part of your soul. That's not even memories, that's part of you.
Part of your learning, part of your experience.
I could have come back. You'd ask me and ask me, but I don't think I am. I don't think there's any part of me back here. I made my last sacrifice and that's where I want to stay.
You felt you learnt enough from
God, boy, if we had hours, I could tell you some things, I tell you.
Well, you can... We've got a bit of time. We always like a good little story.
A sea yarn, that would be great.
Well, you probably didn't need any more courage after that.
Going into ports must have been fascinating in those days. Because no TV or anything, you were a big attraction when you rocked up somewhere new.
We were. I tell you what, the ladies loved it. They followed you around to the inns and the pubs because they never knew if you'd been to exotic places and what you might have in your trunk. But I was a good lad. I was a married man, and I never got caught with no ladies. I was married when I was 16, and I went to sea when I was 9. You didn't have much choice in those days. It was either down the tin mine that they just started. And I didn't like the idea of the dark.
It was one extreme or the other. You were either in the dark or you were totally exposed.
And I didn't want to follow Father He was a blacksmith. And I didn't want to follow that. I wanted adventures. Even at nine. I mean, honestly, would you let your 9 year old go off to sea?
Did you sail to distant lands?
Yeah, we did. I did. Yeah. We sailed to what I now know you call the Indian Ocean.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't remember what we called it then. It wasn't called, it was always the ocean. Those islands and those were linked, and they had no inhabitants on them whatsoever, only a few people. The natives, they didn't like us. They were always trying to shoot us. They must have got muskets from somewhere. Probably other ships. They most probably stole them.
From other ships.
I didn't. I was always a bit frightened going ashore.
I was
better off on the sea, I thought.
Did you ever encounter anything unusual?
A shark once. A shark in the sea. Oh, he was a big one. He was a big one, I tell you. There was us. There were six of us on this little rowing boat. And he was following us. And circling. Don't put your hands in the water, boys. Don't put your arms in the water. He'd have eaten us, I tell you.
If it was a Greenland shark, they can live over 500 years old. That shark could still be here. Could still be swimming.
A what shark?
The Greenland shark.
Greenland. Would he be out there in the Indian Ocean?
I doubt it. Unless he's lost his navigation.
Well, we did lots of times. We did, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't so easy to find your way in those days.
No.
Did you have maps and compasses and things? How did you navigate?
Stars.
Yes.
When I was only a boy.
Yes.
I was only a seaman. I mean, I don't know what went on in them closed rooms. The officers, they knew what they were doing. We just had to do as we're told.
Were they nice to you?
No. I've forgiven them now, though. Of course I have. It's just happens, doesn't it? It's just life, isn't it? Who's that? What's she talking about?
She said, yeah, it was a hard life, she said.
Where's she coming from, then? She's not here.
She's speaking on a phone. One of we have these little phones.
Them things you walk around by your ear.
Yeah, she's talking to us from Wales. She's in Wales at the moment.
Oh, I went there once.
Did you?
Yeah, we'll go again.
So they had jokes about Wales even then.
Yeah!
Some things never change.
It was dark and dismal the night we went. It rained a lot.
Same weather.
I like Cornwall. It's nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful, isn't it? Rugged and lovely.
Yeah, changed a bit, isn't it?
Nothing
there when I was a boy.
Was it a separate country when you were living in?
Yeah.
So who was it? King Mark?
Who?
Was the king? There was a King Mark of Cornwall. Maybe not in your time. I don't know when he was. But
I don't know. I wonder.
Who was in charge of Cornwall then when you were living there?
We called him the sheriff. I don't know if he was a sheriff or not. Was the sheriff of High Sheriff of Cornwall. I'll find out who he was. I'll come back and tell you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Nice bit of history.
Yeah, I won't learn it. I never went to school.
No.
No.
When Wales and England were still fighting each other all the time, though, weren't they?
Yeah. I think it finished by 15 summit, and I don't remember fighting the Welsh. Anyway, I've been talking too long.
did you have pasties in those days, or had
no?
No.
No.
Well,
that
pasties.
Was a mining thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Never had one of them, boy.
No.
Did you ever see anything unusual in the stars when you're out on the ship?
Shooting stars.
Just shooting stars.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I saw them green things once. When we headed north.
Oh, yes.
The northern lights. Yes.
We thought it was another ship coming towards us with summit facing us that we didn't understand.
Yeah.
That was a bit frightening, actually.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Then we realised.
Yeah. Were you ever frightened of sailing off the edge? Because they say that sailors used to be frightened of sailing off the edge of the ocean.
Well, when you're out there, boy, if there is a red edge, you never find it.
That's because it doesn't exist. But there was a superstition,
I
think.
Well, some did. Some used to joke.
Yeah.
That fall off the edge of the earth.
Yes.
No. I knew it went round.
Oh gosh.
That's that lady talking again. What's she say, Doc? What's she say?
Society today, people that believe the earth is flat.
Oh yeah, she said some people still believe the earth is flat even today.
Oh, idiots.
Yeah.
Good God. Really?
Yeah, some people. Yeah, they say there's none so queer as folk.
500 years later, and they're still believing it's flat.
Yeah, I know. It's quite amazing.
I've had a picture of a man in a tunic. Did you wear a tunic?
Yeah.
A sort of almost like greeny, kind of dull, browny, greeny kind of colour. I don't know what colour it is.
No.
Not like that. But a tunic of some sort.
Well, hold on a minute. When I was a nipper, I was just in breeches.
Breeches.
Breeches and some sort of jumper that fitted me. I was always pinching clothes.
Yeah, I suppose clothes were quite dirty in those days, weren't they?
You only had one outfit.
Yeah, so they must have been pretty dirty.
You call them outfits, because it's posh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Outfit, wow. Makes me sound like a real gent, that does.
So you didn't like fancy some interesting things from places you went to then, sort of?
Find them, did you say?
Sort of find some interesting clothes from places you visited.
I didn't look right in a skirt.
Maybe brought it back for your wife.
No!
Not even.
Women with no clothes on!
That's the way to go.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
I had a shock the first time I saw a person with no clothes on, I tell you. Off the edge of their ship, we're looking through these noculars. these. What are they called?
Oh,
yeah, telescope.
That's the word. Did she got no clothes on? What's this on my face? What's this?
Oh, that's just a mask. People wear them a little bit. It's a bit like a handkerchief, really.
Is there a fire?
No, there's no fire.
It protects a little bit from
it. It's a little bit of a tradition we've got, but yeah, it's a funny little tradition, really.
Okay.
I wouldn't pay any attention to it.
Anyway, I've got to go. I have got to go!
Well, it's lovely talking to you.
Yeah, we loved hearing really your adventures.
Could we have your name? And then we could.
Robert.
Yeah, lovely to have a nice
strong
chat.
Strong name.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
It means.
Bob!
Bob, yeah. We're on Bob's terms. Yeah. Great to meet you, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I feel brilliant.
Yeah, we do too.
We loved your stories.
We'll think of you when we see us at the good bit of ocean.
Yeah. Do I have to go? Apparently I do.
The sea's calling you home, is it?
Yeah. Ship ahoy!
Yeah!
Time to drop anchor.
Have to do it again.
Yeah. Sorry I shouted at you.
That's fine.
You've probably gone deaf now. Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll say farewell.
Farewell. Follow those stars.
Bon voyage.
Okay then. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Wow, well done, Jan.
Yeah, what a
beautiful accent. I just loved it.
Yeah, I couldn't say, but I